You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
I'm Vince Kelvin. You're listening to my podcast. We are ready to take some questions to really optimize all aspects of your social success, love, sex, romance. Of course, it goes without saying that it's also dependent on all other aspects of your life. So I personally like to treat it with a broader spectrum and to know that the better you do, the more you tend to appreciate yourself, of course, automatically, assuming you learn game, you'll do better in that area. It's an interesting period of time, depending where you live in the world right now. There's quite a bit of variety at the level of some places are nearly fully reopened and some places are still kind of on semi-lockdown. And even within those places, you know, where I live, you drive down the street, you have a store that's fully operational. People pass by as if nothing ever happened, which has next to it a store that's barricaded, still completely closed, and kind of an in-between. So it's very extreme. Yet here's a first realization that will help you to begin to be more and more social despite the social distancing. So you make your own choices. First and foremost, it's always very important. Don't be influenced by others in any direction. Exercise higher wisdom. Ask yourself often, what would be the most intelligent way to proceed? And then, I don't know, but on my side, initially, during the beginning of the confinement, I felt almost the opposite of what I would normally do. If I would be walking around and I would see somebody that I knew, that normally I would have been speaking to, I would try to avoid them. And subconsciously, I think that became a little bit more significant. But now it's the opposite motion, the power to adapt. And I realized today there was a rekindle the past couple of days on my side of being more verbal. There was a moment, a brief moment, when if a person had been fairly or very verbal, it seemed that most people would keep it to minimal. When I would go to the store where I always go, the clerks that I've always known, they would keep it minimal. So it seems that the protocol for most people was kind of keep it minimal. I felt that myself. Whatever you feel, trust it. But no, how to put it in context. And yet today, I found myself again being socially affirmed, speaking freely, speaking a little more than most, not too much, and at a volume that's a little bit above average. And that's a great way to compensate, since physically some of the things we have studied and done throughout the years would be a little bit miscalibrated now. They probably would have the opposite than the desired effect. But I've noticed that by being verbally more affirmed, okay, for example, I saw a guy that I knew at the store. I said, good to see you. It's been forever. Thanks again for the fact that you kept on going while I was hiding at home, and he started to laugh. As you say it a little louder, it's a great way to right away assess the people around, because some will be drawn by it, some will stay neutral to it, and some will shy away from it. So that's my first recommendation for this week's session. Keep it simple. This is something you already can do. It's important to infuse a natural element in which we don't always interact the same with everybody. We have little peaks, even if it's not perfect. We have times that it's kind of common, very average. And we have times when, for whatever false reason that appears to be real for us, we withdraw a little bit, we sell less, We hold back a touch. So one great way to capitalize right away is to understand that and to focus a little bit more on those different renditions of you that are already present. It's not something you haven't learned yet, because you can easily remind yourself to do more of what you do when you already naturally express yourself a little bit more freely. Of course, it needs to be put in context, because I've also witnessed today a couple of people who go overboard that way, and quickly I observed around, and I could tell that it's to the dislike of pretty much everybody. Okay? What's important though is to be aware of what you're doing and the impact that it has on others. There's a big difference between the man that's violating the social code, and I'm not talking social distancing, I'm talking about overall social code, and he's aware of it, and the one that's violating it, and he's not aware of it. Brilliant questions from the members that are very regular and steady, props to you guys, of our different groups. The first one, how can I bring myself back to the awareness of abundance when I feel myself leaning towards scarcity and giving too much attention, importance to one girl? Very simple. For all such matter, how can I, XYZ, when I find myself something else? First, one, realize that the gap isn't so big. It's already within reach. It's essential. So the first thing you remind yourself, which for that you need to be dedicated to correct that, first correction would be whenever we find ourselves like, well, how do I this when I do that? It's not such a big gap. It's already more within reach than you know it. So remind yourself, say, hey, there's quite a few things that you could do right now that would start to correct that, not perfectly. Right there is the sub syndrome of a mis-evaluation of how distant the desired change that we want is, because it's invisible. It's not like, how far is that car? How far is that house? How close is the chair? Then we don't know, and we pre-assume that it's out of reach. So correct that. Encourage yourself. How? Simple reminder in your own word, hey, it's more within reach than you know it. Second, even if it's a touch distant, all distance is covered by steps towards it. So focus on simple little things. You could start to remember every other girl that you've known. Now, don't be overly picky. For one, it could be suddenly remembers, wow, you know, I've been in a lot of relationships. Or for another one in between, it could be, wow, I've had a lot of interactions. I'm in touch with a lot of people. I have a lot of phone numbers. And for one, it could be a little milder than that, but nevertheless, anything that will remind you of quantity. If you can find something at a personal standpoint, then very simple things, guys. Just Google the total global female population and then make an assessment of how many would be prettier and have a little more of what you want. Get conservative there, but the numbers will be so high that even if you're so conservative, you'll probably realize, wow, there's at least 2-3 million. Wow. Then with quantity, with numbers, I like to play also with a reference. Okay? For example, I encourage myself, I go, okay, how many cars are right there? So suddenly I count 20 cars parked. So now I have a reference of what 20 units look like, or people, or buildings, or windows. And then I contrast what I'm witnessing. Like, look at the building that's nearest to you through the window right now. Get up if you need to. Rapidly count the windows. 2, 4, 6, 8, 8 times 2, 4, 6, 10, 80 windows right there. Yeah. Wow. So now I got a reference of quantity in front of me. So it's within reach, number one. Number two, you simple little strategies that are not even like, oh, what's the exercise? It's common sense to quickly rekindle yourself towards abundance. Okay? So you don't need to stumble on something so simple. You already have within you everything that's needed to thrive with something like that. Next question, and I'm happy to take them live as well, okay? But I take one more, and then we'll answer one live, if there is one. What are superior ways to condense, forgive me, what are superior ways to condense the time of our interactions through the day? Not too super simple. Hear it and remember to act on it. So, first, become aware of the fact that you don't have much time and that you choose for it not to take so much time. Then, put it in that context. Number two. See, if a guy speaks specially in those times to a girl, and within 1 minute he goes from chit-chatting to, hey, maybe we can hang out, that's fast. The woman will probably feel pressured. Of course, the reason why you study this in depth and all that's around it, you know, is because each element that you work on or implement is dependent on other things. Okay? If a guy has references that it can happen very fast, if it's completely, he's completely okay with some are going to think, well, no, what are you talking about? You just talked to me for 1 minute and now you want to hang out with me, and he's fine. That's not a problem. He does not fear that in any way. He doesn't even dislike it because it's all good information. His delivery is strong. No matter what she says, he stays affirmed, playful with it. He knows how to improvise a little bit. And what he says, he's really rich. Of course, that makes a big difference. To keep it simple for now. One, be certain that you decide that I want to interact socially, but it can't take very long because I have other commitments to myself today. So now I'm going to make it happen fast, but I'm going to use the fact that I don't have much time to explain why it's going so fast. And then after that, you naturally, genuinely cover more ground more rapidly. I give you a few ideas. Learn them, use them, make them natural, and then improvise based on that. It could be some of my classics. Ah, you grab my attention. I want to talk to you, but I got so much on my plate today. It's so unfair. Now, well, I know I'm putting you on the spot. I genuinely, today I'm breaking the world record. I'm going to the gym. I'm doing this. I don't know how busy your day is, but it's one or two things at this point. And I know this is a little bit out there. It's almost like only in a movie. Do we keep it at this? And you wonder who I was. What was this guy about? And on my side, I keep on thinking, too bad we didn't have more time. Or do we take a chance with zero obligation and we make sure that at least we continue this conversation via text? I say we continue it. But then again, it's not only up to me. And now, as you say, I say we continue it, you hand the phone. Now you redirect by making the point of focus, and in case she's a little reluctant, you put a restriction, you go, but cautious as you take my phone. And you should have hand sanitizer in your pocket, and you give her the phone and you pull the hand sanitizer. Now, such things, it's not based on, you know, some people debate, should you wear a mask or should you not? That's not at that level. I'm not here to talk about that. But it's simply the understanding that at any given time, you have three, K, categories of candidates in front of you. Would anything that has to do with you extending something towards another human being? Okay? You have those that they will go for it. If you put a little resistance on your side, that makes them more open and more decisive than you. That, in the pickup community, has been called creating sexual tension. Okay? So it wins. The second option, which is often the case, it's in between. You do the work, you're growing, your fashion is better, your life is getting richer, your conversation skills are more optimal. So, of course, there is appeal right there. You manage your emotions, you're more zen, you're less sensitive. So you become very rapidly, probably more than you know it, quite appealing to other people and women. But in that moment also, she probably didn't set her intention today, I'm meeting this guy, okay? And she probably didn't study right there, and she's probably on, that's not probably her primary mission. She doesn't go, I'm going to go walk around, meet some guys today. Okay? So for her, it could be a yes or a no. It's not as critical as you already invested a man on a mission. So right there, it works well because it relaxes them. And if for whatever reason she would be reluctant because of, well, social distancing and so on, we need to ease people back into it. Okay? It's the wiser way. And here and there, as you do that as your core base, you will have people who are going to act faster. And it's going to change the dynamic where she's the one who's all eager. You go, what are you doing? We don't need hand sanitizer. Here, give me your phone. Anyone that's anti, that will be like, no, I don't. They will expedite the process. So it works for you. It's only an example. You know, you give that little, like, but don't drop it. It's a little distraction. It's a hypnotic skill, tool. And after that, while she's entering the number, so we pre-handle what happens very often, you know, which is you text and she doesn't respond, then you get frustrated and you text again, or she texts just a little bit. You talk about this right away, very naturally. You go, but hold it, though. Here's the question, okay? You see me, I'm pretty fast, I'm very decisive. I don't know how decisive you are. But let me ask you, though, and very genuinely, no judgment. Let's say I text you, and not like those desperate guys, you're framing yourself, not like a desperate person, you know, just because I'm plenty busy, as you can tell. What do you do on your side? Do you stay silent, making me wonder? Or can we do this like grown-up adults, where it's a normal back and forth, and if, and then notice you become more iffy, or was she hippie? That expression is eluding me tonight, forgive me. Then even her, and you go, and if it's in the cards, then we shall meet. Okay? So I think we got a solid answer for this one. Live, anybody? Going once, going twice, going three times, I think that's usually when they say, well, sold then. All right, we continue with the written questions. We read that one. Here's an interesting one. How to keep interest high as judgment? Something she said, her attitude, and so on, pushes me to give up my initial high interest. Okay, so right there we need to restructure the question. So it's a little bit more aligned with what's really going on. It's a great question. And it's not so much of a matter of how to keep interest high in judgment, which is a presupposition. It's more of a matter of the relationship between I can make the opinion and the behavior of somebody more important than my own sense of knowing me, or I can make my own sense of knowing me lead. I think that question wouldn't even come into play when you further explore the fact that any one human on the planet is selling themselves short when they begin to think that another person's opinion or behavior is more important than theirs. Okay? It's not fair to you. There, it's not a matter of how. If you realize it's not fair to you, of course you want to be fair to you, you're going to correct that. it's also understandable. We all fluctuate. Okay, I think that, frankly, in all human interaction, we will fluctuate to some degree because suddenly we're exposed to another being. So those fluctuations, just like the answer that I gave before, you got to know they're not as significant, and shifting back or forward or any direction is within reach already. There we apply the idea of the fastest thing you can change is your breath and the use of your body. You're already fully equipped. Even if, let's say, right now I'm totally surprised, shocked, and for a brief moment I process it with such intensity that suddenly I blush and I speak a lot, but suddenly I don't remember that I'm free to choose any words right now and my lips can move whenever I want. I forget all of that, and it feels briefly that nothing's coming out. In that moment, I can just giggle, laugh, take a breath, move, and launch into something else, and then play also. Communication is not only the words. It's also the use of the body and the use of your vocal abilities. And they're all interconnected, meaning you could very much, if one comes short a little bit, okay, if, for example, there's a sense of what people call embarrassment, then you regain fast speech. You express yourself a little bit. You go, ha, ha, look at me, I feel embarrassed right now. I'm blushing. And you do that fairly loud and fast. It stimulates all your systems within, and it reactivates you. Okay? So don't search too far. Simplify the question. And know that it's also a matter of delivery. You're not a performer. It's not a performance, but all elements of communication, we're still performing the delivery of words and so on. So right there, it's about start with an awareness with no judgment. Don't start to go, oh, I've never my whole life. Go, okay, the dynamic of two interacting, at some point I can feel solidity within, or I can also suddenly kind of be impacted. For example, I tell a joke and the other person doesn't laugh. In that moment, I could become, oh, maybe they didn't like the joke or my joke was not funny. Or I could stay and go like, you didn't get the joke. Okay? And remember, not in a mean way where blame, like it's a strong blame. It's a light, fun little blame. And it's also a mindset. The mindset is broad. The mindset is all human are free. Well, that means that you are you, so you are free, but others are also free. So people are free to appreciate you, get you, or not. And you're free to do the same with others. Yeah? Now, if they don't get you, that's their choice, but that's not a reflection of you. So then you maintain your solidity, and that you exercise it every day. I love to exercise it a little bit outside of the context. For example, when I say any questions, if I was a caller on this call, I would go, well, that's my chance to exercise voicing myself. So there, any communication that is already happening outside of the context of pickup and seduction, get, for example, you're speaking with someone at a teller at the bank, there's going to be an exchange of words. Right there could be a glitch with the banking, which could get to you a little bit, but at the same time, you're not like hoping that the bank person will really like you unless you're applying for a loan. So then I'm saying at a place where it wouldn't really matter if the other person participates or not. That's not your main point of focus. So then you'd be less sensitive, less invested. So that's a great time. For example, you go, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to be reasonably, without being a kiss-ass, open, polite, and friendly. And because they're working hard and because maybe they don't really like their job or maybe because they deal with a lot of people that are not so pleasant, well, the odds of them being like, wow, that was the most upbeat, friendly person ever is pretty low. So most likely, they are not going to give you extreme feedback. So maybe you'll be like, well, I really appreciate the help. And you go, okay, who's next? So in that context, practice, stay strong. It doesn't fucking matter. Okay. So our next one is tips on how I can leverage my high state to gain momentum with girls. Well, the high state is most likely to remind you to feel compelled to take more actions. So I would use high state to take more action. I would also use it as an anchor, a reminder. You know, it's interesting because I've returned to a few places where I haven't gone in some time. The park, I went to a store where I haven't gone in quite some time. And I noticed how a place, a state even, everything can be an anchor. And it's important to capitalize on that, okay? So I'm compelled to go spend a little brief time in places where I have not gone since the confinement, where my dynamic, my focus was on something completely different, and I can trust that the place itself will take care of it. Same thing with the state. And I think that what gets so tricky and part of a higher, bigger, deeper, wider solution to all the questions you have is to keep it real. And it's always wonderful if we had a major breakthrough realization, or we finally, after really exercising at something for a long time, reach a place of surreal proficiency. But on a day-to-day basis, to manage your progress, it's going to be more, well, you could likely do a little bit less, or you could likely do a little bit more. More, not only quantity, it could be also better or more ease, and it's within reach, and you apply yourself to that. You know, so if each day you make sure you make an effort to interact with the world, and there's also the starting point, you start with that, and maybe the following day you fine-tune it a little bit by making sure you will produce a little bit more of your outcome. And that is very important, because it's easy to get stuck into all or nothing, to hope that everything's going to be resolved in one shot and we're going to do it impeccably forever. And because we observe we're not doing that, we get a little discouraged, disappointed, and we don't do much. Some is better than none. There's a next question that's fairly long, so I'm going to take my time with it. I want to try to answer from a different angle. I can tell from the get-go the question is complicating a touch, okay? Which will lead me to a great topic in conclusion, which is what must you really pay attention to? Because if we don't really know what to pay attention to, we could pay attention to things that are not so essential, distract ourselves, and confuse ourselves. But nevertheless, that question is how to avoid coming from a place that executing simpler, inferior models, i.e. push-pull, would result in better body language as they worked for others, but not as well as someone proficient with dual direction or your entire triangle. All right, so here's the challenge, okay? Before you begin to question, exercise. So right there, how's your push-pull? Push-pull is when, after you've moved in one direction, you move in the other direction. And it's fairly simple. What is important is to find more and more distinctions in it, and more renditions. Before distinction, I would say renditions, okay? So right there, how's your push-pull? Because somebody could ask that question, and then you turn around and you go, demonstrate a little push-pull for me. And they never really did it because they dedicated all the time to questions like that, okay? The question is not very clear to me. You're welcome to retype it. With questions like that, you got to start to ask yourself, what are you trying to achieve? Okay? Be more outcome-oriented. What I see in a question like that is a little avoidance to really do the work. And, on the other hand, I don't want to not do anything. So I get busy getting busy, but I'm not tapping into the core. And then you refer to dual direction with the entire triangle. So If you want a further answer, you need to simplify the question. Keep it simple. It's more sexy. Here's the core. It's a place where men, if we really want to evolve, we need to have that as a starting point and a return point. It's obvious that for connection, for sexual satisfaction, we want to connect with the feminine. It's obvious, all right? So don't doubt that. And it would seem obvious that it should happen naturally, but truth is it eludes most. It's a minority that thrives with that. For most, it eludes them. Now, most don't want to admit fully because it's presupposed that we should know how to do that. False. It's so taboo, even in a day that's presupposed to be more and more liberated, it's extremely taboo. People are very confused with relationships in general. Okay? Most marriages don't last. People just think that because they feel something strong for the other one, it should happen, but they are lacking skills, understanding. They're lacking also to understand it's a process. You know, you hear so many people go, "Wow, you hurted me." Or other people go like, "Oh my God, I'm so in love." Well, usually those things are not what decides. It's what you do about it. Two could be feel a tremendous feeling for each other, and before we know it, it goes to shit. So here's where I would start. You're not sure, and it makes you a little uncomfortable, a little fearful. And because of that, you start to search, and you're starting from a point that presupposes two things. You got to kill those two presuppositions because they're false. You presuppose that there's a defect on your side when in fact there's a lack of awareness both of existing things you're capable and also simple strategies, and there's a lack of application. Because with a fairly good attitude, not even super optimistic or a surreal mindset, just, you know, the kind of resilience we would have if we wanted some food and one place after the other was closed, we would not go starving and die of starvation. We would. We may bitch a little bit along the way. Okay? A person was to decide that they will go until, and they took way more steps. And they may not be like super zen every time. Once in a while, it could get to them a little bit. Eventually, they would make headways. Okay, that's how I started myself. I started with just, I can't stand the way it is anymore. I got to make something happen. Let me do everything that I can. And that brought some results. Okay, so there's a presupposition that there is some defect, and it's a misconception. There is no defect. And there's such diversity in the world that what is appealing to one may not be to the other, and vice versa. And eventually, not every woman out there has got everything going on for themselves. So for some, it will be also that's you guys are a good fucking pair. You know, you got to be honest with yourself also. If you hope to date a top model and you hardly talk and you don't do much and you don't groom yourself, that's being delusional. So if you want that, do the fucking work. So the first presupposition is don't start this thing or continue it from presupposing that you have a defect, because it leads you to thinking that there should be a correction somewhere when it's more a matter of accumulation. All right? So the question, let's cure it at the core. You got to catch yourself presupposing that there's a defect and that there's a specific remedy. It's the sum total of everything. Okay, you talk more often, you talk a little more freely, you add a couple game bits, you apply yourself when you dress, you also meditate a little bit more maybe, or whatever it takes, so you don't carry too many emotions with you. That's going to be better. You continue, you further the journey, you dive in, you study. The studying is not like studying the bar exam. Sometimes you get a concept. Sometimes you get a part of it, but not. You never know what's going to make the difference. And the third one, stop to think that there's that one system that will work for you, but not the other ones. It does not work that way. Your operational system, your core connections, your mode of operations from the get-go is what needs to shift. Otherwise, it's going to be circular. And I think there was one last question. Thank you. That's a person who's asked a lot of very cool questions tonight. Can you also please go over re-engaging when an interaction when called? Well, the end of it will help you if you correct that, okay? We got to watch out because we measure those human interactions in ways that far forget that we're humans dealing with humans. Here's a great exercise once. Go to a public place or even observe a movie or go to a store one day and without disturbing the flow that security would be on you, observe. And here's what you pay attention. The amount of glitches in human interaction or human performance. How often do we leave and we forget something? And you also pay attention to people's conversation. If everybody had a camera on them all the time, okay, we would hear so often a person and we would say, you started your sentence, you didn't finish it. Okay, what you said, you went from something to something else. Wait a minute, a moment ago you were saying this, now you were saying that. You would also hear a lot of, okay. What does that mean? A lot of very vague language, a lot of little dysfunction, a lot of how often there's a glitch. You order food and something is missing, or you order food and they charge you extra, and so on. So my point is this, if you become more aware of it, that's the natural, normal dynamic of the world, okay? It's not a dynamic where everybody's doing perfectly all the time and they know what to say and they are handling everything perfectly. I think it's more of the opposite. We're all beautiful beings, but it creates quite a bit of chaos the moment we get going. So then relax. It's too strong. If in a world where everybody's perfect, everybody's like a robot, then it would make sense that we say the interaction went cold. Oh, no. Oh, man, what are we going to do? In this real world, first, how did it go cold? It's also totally common. How fun. Do you depart a situation and you say goodbye and the other person doesn't? How often you're done with your interaction at the store and they don't even acknowledge you? That's common. Nobody sees that much wrong with it. So relax, okay? And then simply be the solution. Know that people in general, we're all prone to the same thing. Make no mistake. Some can show a strong face, some can look, but we're all very sensitive inside. It took me a while to realize that. It took me 30 years of coaching tens of thousands of people all around the world. They open up with me on the phone, and then I realized, wow, we're not you're not so special, Vince, wherever you thought that was weird. We're all the same. We got to open up to each other. We're all the same. So right there, chances are the other person is probably feeling a little bit awkward about it. If you come from a place of, oh, shit, that was weird. What can I do? You're going to make it worse. If instead you relax, typical example, sometimes maybe you know somebody from a store, but you never said hello and gave the name, or you have a person in your building and you've seen them, and maybe you've said hi in the elevator, and then you're somewhere and it just happens that they're there too, but you never had the formal introduction. In that moment, both you and the other person are going to wonder whether or not they should say hello. Okay? And if one makes a decision, the other one will be impacted. So in that moment, if you want to restart, you just contact. You go, hey, you, it's been a while. Okay? And there's probably actually also a reason. The reason is if you mean to say, since I'm only reading, when you had something going on a thread on the phone and suddenly it disappeared, either you got busy or the conversation was never continued. So very simply say, hey, I get busy, wanted to check it, what's up? Simple. And then it's possible also that the person will never respond. And you gotta embrace that. You gotta love that. Because if you love that or you see no wrong with it or you're neutral with it, then you have no problem taking the steps. Usually it's because we fear too much things that are really normal. Not everybody says hello to everybody. Not everybody likes everybody the same, because it would take too much fucking time. Okay, we would never get anywhere. We'd be, oh, how are you doing? It's so good to see you. I love you. Hey, I don't know you, but it's so good to see you. I love you. So automatically, there's going to be some conversation that will start and never end. Some that will appear that it was going to start and never start. And it's not abnormal. And we do not have tremendous consequences. They're just consequences that we create. Okay? Truth, if we had amnesia and somebody that we thought was going to say hello didn't say hello, we would have a problem with this. Okay? So you just rekindle it that way. If suddenly you were someplace and you spoke with someone for a little bit and then they went somewhere and suddenly you want to continue to start talking to them, keep it simple. Hey, you're still here. Now, what may also help is to refine simple protocols of communication that are not even considered hypnotic nor seductive. But that can make reconnecting and so on a little easier. To voice it and handle it a little sooner, and to be the one who will say, for example, you're speaking with a girl and you're going to speak with other people. So why don't you say, wow, it's fun to chat. And I'd love to chat longer after. You know, to be the person that's the remedy for, like, we're talking and suddenly where did the person go? Okay. Oftentimes when I teach in person, suddenly I realize, oh, wow, that student left and he never told me that he was leaving nor said goodbye. It doesn't matter to me. But it would be simple to make the time to inform people. So be a leader. Communication is key. Communication is the solution that everybody is lacking and everybody is seeking right now. They look in the wrong places. It's their inability to communicate with themselves and others that have come in the way. So we are the remedy. Don't rely too much on other people. I finish with this. Here's the big challenge. Okay? It's easy to be fooled and to mistake in the fact that most people are not very good communicators. They could be, and they want to. They're not very social. Or if they are social, if you go, no, but those are always talkative. They're not socially very aware. Okay, they're social conditional, meaning they speak with their friends. But outside of that, they have a lack of reference. So we wait for them to take steps that they don't know how to take and they cannot take, and we fool by that thinking that we are the problem, when in fact you're much better off entering and go, okay, I'm studying social stuff. How many people do that? They will do it by default, okay, with residues of kindergarten, with misinfluence, with lack of reference or poor reference, so it's a little bit of a disaster. So let me go play with that little bit of a disaster. And if anything doesn't go all the way, it certainly could be that I could refine it, but it's not going to be because of me. Because me, I'm committed to be more social. I ask questions, I take steps, I make efforts every single day. It's very random, so keep at it. Don't ask too much. Don't expect. You can ask a lot from people, but don't expect much. It's the expectation. And let go of expecting that it should happen in a perfect way. To be a social king, you need to know that you're entering chaos, king. So as you enter chaos, it's going to be all over the place. And it's not abnormal, and you did nothing wrong, and you shouldn't worry about it, and you shouldn't even pay attention to it in a way where you think it shouldn't have been there. So you're going to go, you're going to talk, the person's not going to answer. You're going to go, you're going to talk, the person's going to talk for so long, you won't know how to just get rid of them. And it's going to be a land of so many things. The person will say yes, and then they will say no, and they will say no, and then they will say yes. And in the midst of all of this, because you took a little more steps than most, you will be more rewarded. Also, always presuppose that it's coming to you. I started with that early on, a great gift. I don't know whom, I don't know where it's coming. At first, it was kind of, I treated it like an affirmation or a suggestion, until I realized, no, it was more of an intuition based on a natural phenomenon, which is the love number, Okay? Meaning, to me, I know it's inevitable. If a man doesn't contract, doesn't complicate that, he keeps a flow, a social flow, there will be gifts along the way. They may not be there when you think they should be there. There's that dynamic also of timing. Oftentimes, you know, I spend a great deal of time texting a couple of people, and then it's one out of nowhere, boom, and it happens with that person. Be open to it all. A few announcements. If you miss the Cosmic Code Convention, wow, the impact was absolutely surreal. It really, 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 really is worth it to get the recordings. If you were there, you know you get the recordings. We are about to send them in little chunks. We send you one day at a time, okay? Then you got a couple of days to watch that, and then the next day. Because it's a big chunk of editing. But I think it works for you versus you receive the whole thing. So get started right away. Just so you know, we send that to you via email. So you got to check your junk mail in case and make sure that my emails come to you. That's for the insiders there. My email comes to you. You bring it back into your inbox. So do that. Number two, AZD, Raj Jepardi Bazaar, always do an event each month with him as a special guest. And we're tapping into something surreal. There's a Greek god by the name of Proteus. I mispronounce it. It's okay. I grew up in Europe, so I probably say it a little bit close to the Greek way, and I live in America, so the American way. Nevertheless, the power to adapt. It's essential right now. It's essential to adapt. The benefits will be part of a person not learning as rapidly as they want is they lack the ability to adapt the use of it. They already have it within. Second, all communication, number one ingredient is adapt. To be able to adapt real fast. Success in life, adapt real fast. In context with the times right now, the dynamic is shifting. There are certain things that were valid 2 months ago that are not valid today and vice versa. And it's shifting. Nobody's sure where it's going. Everybody has their own little theory. Personally, yeah, in my own head, I have my own theory, but I know I don't know enough. I don't know the whole universe to know for sure. But one thing that's obvious is that no matter what people say, we don't know where it's going. So then I prefer to focus on protocols. If I have a solid protocol that's in place, then my chance of survival and succeeding and thriving is higher. So I will outline powerful protocols to make sure that your rate and level of adaptation is absolutely surreal. Then that's coming up this weekend. If you're not in, it's an absolute must. And of course, we're counting the days towards Pickup Academy 7-day training, online live stream and recording. Not only me, it's the 12th year that I'm doing it. It's July 6th to the 12th with AZD, Bad Boy, Hypnotica, Discovery, the list goes on. Surreal. It's a true game mastery. I think we did it for tonight. Thank you for calling, and you have a beautiful evening, day, wherever this moment finds you.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.